Spend 5 minutes with Andy Novus, and it's clear he's a man obsessed by his passions. Novus's West Medford apartment is packed with marathon bibs. He's run Boston Alone a whopping 22 times, and the boldly colored, intricate paintings he creates en masse. Back in 2012, Novus got a diagnosis that helped explain his intense dedication.
He said, yeah, your scores definitely indicate you are on the spectrum. You have Asperger's.
Suddenly, Novus says, different pieces of his life began to make sense.
When I was growing up, you know, some of the idiosyncrasies I had that drove my parents crazy, especially my father, who never understood, you know, why I was the way I was. I'd like wander around kind of in my own little world and flap my hands and stuff. And they, you know, that's an Asperger's trait.
When he shared his new diagnosis, Novus made sure people understood that Asperger's isn't a disability.
We can work, we can be married, we can have kids, we can do everything that neurotypical people can do. There is no limit.
But Novus's optimism was shaken when the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders eliminated Asperger's as a diagnosis, folding individuals like Novus into the new category, Autism Spectrum Disorder. It's a change Novus rejects.
Full-blown autism could be considered a disorder because it prevents people who have it from fully functioning. Asperger's is, it's not a disorder, you know?
But not everyone is so resistant to the new category.
I'm trying to talk to you and the noises in the environment are basically just as loud. Now being in a park, it's pretty easy to still focus. But if we were, say, in a restaurant, I pretty much would not be able to sustain the conversation.
Karen Lean Boyd was diagnosed with Asperger's 5 years ago and says the diagnosis never captured her struggle with sensory overload. But autism spectrum disorder does, which she appreciates.
From my perspective, a lot of the other communication and social difficulties that I experience with autism come out of sensory processing. So I'm overwhelmed by the environment so much of the time that it's harder for me to pay attention to the nonverbal signals or the subtext of communication. That's just an example of how I think they're interlinked.
And the changes made in the DSM-5 more accurately or more fully capture what you experience.
Exactly.
Boyd also believes that when people with Asperger's balk at being called autistic, there's a measure of elitism involved.
I think that the high-functioning, low-functioning dichotomy is just a false one. I can dress myself, or I can use the bathroom, or I can speak. I think those are really problematic, ableist ways of thinking about autism.
But for people like Andy Novus, they've also been a source of comfort. Now, as Novus strives to achieve goals like marriage and fatherhood, that consolation is gone.
I feel like I'm being undercut or undermined, that my case is being weakened, the rug's being pulled out from under me.
A testament to just how powerful the DSM really is. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.